I'm about 10 minutes into the making of documentary feature when suddenly the door opens.
Mr. Howard, you're wanted upstairs for a breakfast meeting.
I turn round, then stand up slowly. The guard stares at me impassively from behind his mirrored aviator shades. The uniform hereabouts tends towards black. Black beret, black tunic, black boots, and so do the guns. He's not actually pointing his Glock at me right now, but he could bring it up and nail me to the bulkhead faster than I could cover the distance between us. Okay, I say, and pause, staring at the weapon. Are you sure that's entirely safe? He doesn't smile.
Don't push your luck.
I slowly move towards him and he steps back smartly into the corridor before gesturing me to walk ahead of him. He's not alone, and his partner's carrying a cut-down Steyr submachine gun with so many weird sensors bolted to the barrel that it looks like a portable spy satellite. How much is he paying you? I ask casually as we reach a staircase leading back up to owner territory. Beret number one grunts.
We got a really good benefits package.
Pause.
Better than the Marine Corps.
And stock options, adds the other joker. Don't forget the stock options. How many other dot-coms offer stock options for gun-toting minions?
You can't afford us,
his partner says casually.
Not after the IPO, anyway.
I can tell when they're trying to fuck with my head. I shut up. At the top of the stairs, I glance over my shoulder.
Door on the left,
says Beret number one.
Go on. He won't bite your head off.
Unless you make him eat his hash browns cold,
adds Beret number two. I open the door. On the other side of it is a large, exquisitely paneled dining room. The table in the middle of the room is currently set for breakfast, and I can smell frying bacon and eggs and toast and fresh coffee. My stomach tries to climb my throat and chow down on my sinuses. I am hungry. Which would be great, except I'm simultaneously exposed to an appetite-suppressing sight. Two stewards, the Billingtons, and their special breakfast guest, Ramona.
Ah, Mr. Howard, how would you care for a seat?
Ellis smiles broadly. Today he's wearing one of those odd collarless Nehru suits that seem to be de rigueur for villains in bad techno-thrillers, but at least he hasn't shaved his head and acquired a monocle or a dueling scar. Eileen Billington is a violent contrast in her cerise business suit with shoulder pads sized for an American football quarterback. She grimaces at me like I'm something her cat's dragged in, then goes back to nibbling at her butter croissant as if she's had her stomach stapled. I glance at Ramona as I step towards the table, and we make eye contact briefly. Someone's raided her hotel room for her luggage. She swapped last night's gown for casuals and a freshly scrubbed girl-next-door look. Is that coffee? I ask, nodding towards the pot.
Jamaican Blue Mountain, Billington smiles thinly. And yes, you may have some. I prefer not to conduct interviews while the subjects are comatose.
The steward pours me a cup of coffee as I sit down, and I try hard not to be obvious about how desperate I am for the stuff. Another couple of hours without it and the merciless headache would be setting in, visited on me by my caffeine in retaliation for withdrawal of his drug. As I take the first mouthful, something brushes up against my ankle. I manage to control my knee-jerk reflex. It must be the cat, right? The coffee is as good as you'd expect from a billionaire's buffet. I needed that, I admit. But I'm still somewhat perplexed as to why you want me here at all. Although it beats the hell out of the alternatives, I don't say.
I'd have thought that was perfectly obvious.
Billington grins, with the boyish charm of a boardroom bandit whose charisma is his most potent weapon.
You're here because you're both young, intelligent, active professionals with good prospects. It's so hard to get the help these days.
He nods at Eileen, who is sitting at the opposite end of the table, ignoring us by staring into inner space.
And I've found that interviewing candidates in person is a remarkably good way of avoiding subsequent disappointments. Human resources will only get you so far, after all.